Now, the Warriors have signed Matt Barnes, waived Jose Calderon after that injury to Kevin Durant. What's the future hold for Jose Calderon? Could you see him ending up? I mean, I know that Masai Ujiri has said that he wants to see, Corey Joseph and Fred VanVleet, and certainly DeLon Wright, in the absence of Kyle Lowry. He was asked about Calderon, and he was sort of really noncommittal about Calderon. We know he's not the defender that this team likes. But could you see a guy like Jose Calderon ending up in Toronto, or do you think he goes someplace else? Because he'd certainly be a nice piece in the bench for a playoff team.
I don't want to disparage Jose Calderon, but I'm after seeing him in the Olympics and seeing him for a part of the season in L.A., I'm not sure how he's going to help any contending team right now. And I was surprised that he wound up latching on to the Warriors as quickly as he did, because I just don't know what he can offer right now at this stage in his career. He hasn't shown me much the last couple of years. I think that's one of the reasons why he's been moving around, so much. So, I mean, I think he'd be a nice name to have because of his connection with the Raptors, but I'm not sure if the contributions that he'll make will actually be sufficient enough to warrant that kind of move. So I think it sounds good in theory if you're getting the old Jose Calderon, but instead you're actually getting the old Jose Calderon. You know what I mean?
Yes, exactly.